All right, praise God. Welcome, everybody. Again, Merry Christmas Eve. If you know of any sins, confess them now. Now, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly
Heavenly
Father, in the name of
Father, in the name
Jesus.
of Jesus. I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me
Thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness.
of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1 9.
According to 1 John 1, 9.
Okay, we're going to short we'll establish kingdom of God prayer now. We're going to do the prayers and just talk about them. All right, praise God. So these are the daily essential prayers. This is what we do every morning. We make sure we do these for our checkup that we're doing today. Okay, first one is the morning prayer. Okay. Second one is the forgiveness prayer. Always must walk in forgiveness. And third one is forgive myself prayer. If you've done anything wrong, make sure you forgive yourself. Power of the Known Sins Prayer, KSP or CRB. And of course, the Unknown Sins Prayer, praying with unknown sins. Okay? We must be doing this on a regular basis. All right, intercede with others with unknown sins prayer, pretending to pray the unknown sins prayer, or someone else to become a vessel of mercy and spiritual breakthrough for that individual. Just as Jesus forgave others while he's on the cross, you've been given his delegated authority to release others from their sins they may not be aware of. Your intercession can silence the enemy's accusations, release divine help, healing, restoration, and grace to flow into their lives. Okay.
Now, we do this when we do our own USPs as we intercede for our loved ones. Just every time we do our USP, we mention our loved ones' names. It really helps them out a lot. So, something you might want to develop as a lifestyle. And we want to make sure that you're praying the establishing the kingdom of God prayer as soon as you see RB. Or have a known sins prayer. It's a pair, it goes together. Confess your sin or deal with unknown sins with a USP and always do an established kingdom of God in order to close any breaches that sin or unknown sins could have opened so that you're protected and that helps you stay in the kingdom of God to prevent the worsers from coming back. It's a defense thing. And also, that's how we hear the voice of God more clearly. And that's how we receive everything that God wants us to have, including healing. So, we recommend that you do this long, normal version, when you wake up, when you go to sleep. If you have time during the day, we do this version almost all day long, but some people are very, very occupied or working on the clock and they have to do the short summary version instead, which is fine. We're having a brief service tonight because of people's events, so we are going to do this summary version now.
So repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
we bind up every demon, devil, and evil spirit
We bind up every demon, devil, and evil spirit
challenging us,
challenging us,
and you cannot affect
and you
us
cannot affect us
in any way, shape, or form.
in any way, shape, or form.
The blood of Jesus
The blood of Jesus
heals and restores us
heals and restores us
from the damages of sin
from the damages of sin
and the effects of any challenges.
and the effects of any challenges.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
we establish the kingdom of
we
God
establish a kingdom of God
over and around us,
over and around us.
the healing power of
The
God
healing power of God
and His anointing
and his anointing
are imparted to
are
us,
imparted to us.
the will,
The will
of our Heavenly
of
Father
our Heavenly Father
will be done
will be done
in everything
in everything
that we pray and do today.
that we pray and do today.
The angels of God
The angels of God
have a godly firewall of protection
have a godly firewall of protection
around us,
around us,
where the enemy cannot
where
hear,
the enemy cannot hear,
see, or know
see, or know
what we are doing or
what
praying.
we are doing or praying.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
we are protected above
we
us,
are protected above us,
through the heavens,
through the heavens,
past the aerites,
past the aerites,
below us,
below us,
through the core of the earth,
through the core of the earth,
stopping at the gates of hell,
stopping at the gates of hell,
and 360 degrees
and 360 degrees
around us,
around us,
everywhere we go,
everywhere we go,
in everything that we
in
do.
everything that we do,
Everything that pertains to us
everything that pertains to us
is protected,
is protected,
including our homes,
including our homes,
businesses,
businesses,
churches,
churches,
ministries,
ministries,
careers,
careers,
projects,
projects,
assignments,
assignments,
accounts,
accounts,
identities,
identities,
current and future income,
current and future income,
and anything God
and anything God
wants us to do.
wants us to do.
Thank you, God,
Thank you, God,
for your divine
for
protection,
your divine protection,
provision, prosperity,
provision, prosperity,
healing, health, and wholeness.
healing, health, and wholeness.
And who agrees says,
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so if you do that summary throughout the day, you should be fine. Try to do the longer version, the normal version, at least when you wake up and when you go to sleep. And you know, anytime you can do the longer version is always good as well. So on your checkups, make sure that you are noticing when you're getting upset, frustrated, offended. That's when you want to confess your known sins. And then when you're you know, you think you're not sinning, that's when you need to do your unknown sins, because that's
Yep.
probably when you're sinning and not realizing it. Okay, so hope that is helping you with these checkups. And when we do the KOG, we also say we include our loved ones in this Establish a Kingdom of God prayer. So we do use the US version often. It really helps our loved ones so much, and we're seeing improvement in their lives, and they may not even realize why. But it does help them a lot. So, if you guys have any quick questions about anything that you need to ask, you know, since it's the holidays and we don't want you to have any challenges, feel free to put that in the chat. And put a number one in the chat if these checkups are helping you. So, if that's helping you, being a blessing to you, put a number one in the chat. Okay, and we're going to do an impartation because we want you to have that anointing. We want you to be able to get saturated in it, because that is what breaks yokes of bondage. That's what helps you be more fortified. And also, in these impartations, many people will start hearing God give them messages, and you'll receive that greater degree of the anointing upon you. And I just think that this is one of my favorite times. And so we're going to do what we do in Awake 633. We're going to take three deep breaths as we do our visualization. As you see with your eye of faith into the spirit realm, you use your imagination, you connect with the spirit realm, and then it magnetizes the spiritual things to you. As you can see it in the spirit, you believe it, and then you receive it, and then it is a very powerful force. And then in order to receive more of that anointing of God, then you have that relaxation where you get rid of the stress, and that's not hindering you anymore. You get rid of the worry, you get rid of the concern, or the tiredness, or the fatigue, or frustration, or whatever it is the devil is trying to do. Sometimes it's tiredness. You know, tiredness is a demon. So if you feel tired and weak and you don't want to do some, push through, bind it up, repent of allowing yourself to get tired. And it's amazing when you do that and bind it, it just stops. And those of you that are semester three, you know, KDB it, kick the devil's butts and get rid of them. And it really does work. So I don't see anywhere in the Bible it says Jesus got tired. So he knew how to deal with all that. So we don't give in to that either. So let's go ahead, those of you that can close your eyes to focus on God and raise your hands to heaven, because our hands are conduits of the anointing. And just focus on God now. And I want you to see yourself completely healed, healthy, and whole. I want you to see baby Jesus, that he was born of a virgin. He came as a humble state so that he could show everybody that it's not a status or level that God is looking for. Not the richest, he doesn't discard the poor. He comes because he sees our hearts, how much we love him. See baby Jesus growing up. And he died on the cross, was crucified. He got victory over death, hell, and the grave. He ascended into heaven. And he made a way for each of us to be born again, to be spirit-filled. And we are now seated with him in high places. See yourself seated there now. See yourself as the royalty and ambassador of God. See yourself using his power to a greater degree, with his authority and dominion. See demons fleeing from you. Sickness can't touch you. Infirmities have no place in you. All of God's blessings are yours because he needs you to complete your destiny for him and his kingdom. He wants you to have everything that you need on this earth so that he would be glorified. See yourself with no lack or want of any good thing. Now we're going to take three deep breaths, and you're breathing in that glory. And as you breathe it in, you're going to exhale out anything that's challenging you. So let's take a deep breath in. Hold it. Exhale out slowly, anything hindering you. Stress, worry, concern, panic, anxiety. Next deep breath in, breathing all that healing of God. Hold it. Exhale out all worry, concern. Last beat, big, deep breath in, breathe in that anointing, breaking every yoke of bondage. Hold it and exhale out anything that's challenging you not to relax. Now just stay focused on God and relaxed and that impartation.
Very strong anointing right now. Lord, we had peace come through. We come with more peace right now in Jesus' name. Peace and boldness and confidence. Faith increasing by leaps and bounds. We continue with the prophecy. It close out 2025 with extreme upswing going into 2026 for a fantastic year. This is a turnaround season for everybody. It's a turnaround season. We claim our turnarounds now. Going from victory to victory in Jesus' name. Glory to your holy name. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
That's a beautiful, beautiful, awesome anointing with God's peace that passes all understanding. If you're receiving that, put a two in the chat. Beautiful peace. It's enveloping every single person. I just see shoulders going down. Sigh of relief, calmness. Thank you, Lord, for that beautiful peace, beautiful anointing. We're just going to bask in his presence. He just wants to minister to us. We're just going to be in silence. If you're receiving something special from God right now, put a three in the chat. Is he speaking to you, giving you thoughts, a little picture, a little flash of an image or a video, a little vision flash, or an assurance? Just sensing his presence like a big hug, whatever it is, are you receiving from him? I'm going to give you a few more moments. He's speaking to some people right now. Okay, we'll carry this anointing throughout the rest of the night. I'm sure he's going to be ministering to some people throughout the evening. Pastor Matthew, you ready with communion?
Yes, I am. So, communion, which I hope everybody is taking on a regular basis, at least once, if not twice, a day, or more. You're not limited, but communion is a great way of remembering what Jesus has done for us, because it really encapsulates everything that that we've been learning, everything that Pastor Karen and Pastor James have been teaching us. The body for his for our healing and wholeness, and physically, spiritually, emotionally, and then his blood, which is this the new covenant in his blood, is for everything that we need, for everything we are to be, everything we are to do, all the hindrances that keep us from achieving what God has called us to achieve has all been taken care of in the new covenant. I mean, we really have no excuse, would be one way of saying it, or we have every opportunity would be another way of saying it, to achieve everything that God has called us to be and to do.
So let's take now the communion. Thank you, Father, that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it and he said, "This is my body broken for you." And then he went out and he bore in his body sickness, pain, diseases, infirmity, sorrows, griefs. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes, we have been healed. So we thank you, Father, for the broken body of Jesus. Let's take now broken body for our healing. Thank you, Father. And after the supper, Jesus took the cup and he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, which shed for, shed for you." So we thank you for what Jesus has done, that every promise, every blessing, every benefit of the new covenant is ours, so that we can be and to do all that you, Father, have called us to be and to do. So let's take now the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Okay, would you do the 20 affirmations, Pastor Matthew, for the healed?
Yes. Yes, let's go ahead and do that. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Let's do that 20 times. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And one more. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, great.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
All right, let's close in prayer. Then after the prayer, we're going to ask you to stay on after we turn recorded for a special announcement. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, we worship, we glorify your holy name on this eve of the day we honor your birth, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the peace you bestowed upon all of us, that you manifest that peace continuously with us 365 days a year, 24/7 in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that that peace just completely and totally manifests on us continuously, never ending, never ceasing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay,
Let's turn on
this
record.
concludes this portion of the Overcomers service, and we will stop the recording now.